Welcome to day 142 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards. We're looking at the last two chapters of the Confession of Faith, the subject of eschatology, or the study of last things. Yesterday we looked at the state of men after death, and today we're looking at the resurrection of the dead. We'll start with Westminster Larger Catechism, question 87, and also Westminster Confession of Faith, chapter 32. Question 87 asks, what are we to believe concerning the resurrection? And it answers, we are to believe that at the last day there shall be a general resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust, when they that are then found alive shall in a moment be changed, and the selfsame bodies of the dead which were laid in the grave, being then again united to their souls forever, shall be raised up by the power of Christ. The bodies of the just by the Spirit of Christ, and by virtue of his resurrection as their head, shall be raised in power, spiritual, incorruptible, and made like to his glorious body. And the bodies of the wicked shall be raised up in dishonor by him as an offended judge. So here are the proof texts. First, for the phrase, we are to believe that at the last day there shall be a general resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust, Acts 24:15, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. Then next, when they that are then found alive shall in a moment be changed, and the selfsame bodies of the dead which were laid in the grave, being then again united to their souls forever, shall be raised up by the power of Christ. The proof texts are 1 Corinthians 15, starting at verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. 1 Thessalonians 4, starting at verse 15, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Then John 5:28. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, and they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Then the bodies of the just by the Spirit of Christ, and by virtue of his resurrection as their head, shall be raised in power, spiritual, incorruptible, and made like to his glorious body. 1 Corinthians 15:21. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ's at his coming. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. Philippians 3:21, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. And finally, the bodies of the wicked shall be raised up in dishonor by him as an offended judge. John 5:27, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Matthew 25:33, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Now this same material is seen, for the most part, in Westminster Confession of Faith, chapter 32, sections 2 and 3. So let's look first at section 2 of chapter 32. At the last day, such as are found alive shall not die, but be changed, and all the dead shall be raised up with the selfsame bodies, and none other, although with different qualities, which shall be united again to their souls forever. The first phrase, that such as are found alive shall not die but be changed, again 1 Thessalonians 4:17, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together, and 1 Corinthians 15:51, behold, I show you a mystery, we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Then the second phrase, that all the dead shall be raised up with the self same bodies and none other, although with different qualities, which shall be united again to their souls forever. The proof text is Job 19:26, yet in my flesh shall I see God. We've read this verse now several times yesterday, and also 1 Corinthians 15:42, which we just read, the resurrection of the dead, sown in corruption, raised in incorruption, sown in dishonor, raised in glory, sown in weakness, raised in power. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. Then section 3 of chapter 32, the bodies of the unjust shall, by the power of Christ, be raised to dishonor, the bodies of the just, by his Spirit, unto honor, and be made conformable to his own glorious body. The proof texts are Acts 24:15, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. John 5:28, which we've read, that all in the graves shall hear his voice, and they shall come forth, and they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. 1 Corinthians 15:43, sown in dishonor, raised in glory. And Philippians 3:2, who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. Now let's look at Westminster Larger Catechism question 88. What shall immediately follow after the resurrection? Answer, immediately after the resurrection shall follow the general and final judgment of angels and men, and the day of an hour of whereof no man knoweth, that all may watch and pray and be ever ready for the coming of the Lord. Okay, the first phrase, immediately after the resurrection shall follow the general and final judgment of angels and men. 2 Peter 2:4, for if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. And Jude, starting at verse 6, the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, under the judgment of the great day, even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints, to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. And Matthew 25, again the sheep and goats, the parable of the sheep and the goats, these shall go away unto everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Then the second phrase, the day and hour whereof no man knoweth, that all may watch and pray and be ever ready for the coming of the Lord. Matthew 24 and Luke 21, parallel passages. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. And Luke 21 at verse 35, for as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth, watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. This material is discussed in chapter 33 of the Westminster Confession of Faith, which is on the Day of Judgment. Section 1 of that chapter says, God has appointed a day wherein he will judge the world in righteousness by Jesus Christ, to whom all power and judgment is given of the Father, in which day not only the apostate angels shall be judged, but likewise all persons that have lived upon the earth shall appear before the tribunal of Christ to give an account of their thoughts, words, and deeds, and to receive according to what they have done in the body, whether good or evil. Okay, the first phrase, God has appointed a day wherein he will judge the world by righteousness by Jesus Christ. Acts 17:31, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. Next, to whom all power and judgment is given of the Father. John 5:22, for the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. In which day not only the apostate angels shall be judged, the proof text 1 Corinthians 6:3, know ye not that we shall judge angels, how much more things that pertain to this life? Jude 6, the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. And 2 Peter 2:4, for if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. And the final phrase, likewise, all persons that have lived upon earth shall appear before the tribunal of Christ to give an account of their thoughts, words, and deeds, and to receive according to what they have done in the body, whether good or evil. 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that which he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Ecclesiastes 12:14, for God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Romans 2:16, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. Romans 14:10, but why dost thou judge thy brother, or why dost thou set it not thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. And finally, Matthew 12:36, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. We'll continue to look at the day of judgment tomorrow on day 143.